This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. The Rajya Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in the Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Malik Arjun Kharge, questioned the government for the announcement of ceasefire during the Operation Sindoor. Meanwhile, Tiruchi Siva of DMK accused the government of not responding to questions of opposition on Operation Sindoor. The discussion is underway. Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers, Anupriya Patel, has stated that a total of 16,912 Jan Oshadi Kendras have been established under the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Oshadi Pariyojana scheme as of 30th June this year. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha today, Ms. Patel underlined that the government has set a target to open 25,000 Jan Oshadi Kendras by March 2027. She highlighted that the government has launched the scheme to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. The National Education Policy 2020 completes its 5 years today. Over the past 5 years, the policy has laid the foundation for a more inclusive, learner-focused and future-ready education system in India. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam 2025 in New Delhi today, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 represents a transformative renaissance in the Indian education system. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Mein, in a social media post, said that the state is fully committed to implementing NEP in its true spirit, empowering teachers, transforming classrooms, and preparing youth for the future. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired, flagged off Mountaineer Kaba Kiano for her 7th Summit Mountaineering Expedition from Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, yesterday. On the occasion, the governor handed over the ceremonial ice acts with flags of India and the logo of Arunachal Pradesh to Ms. Yano in the presence of the State Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs, Kento Jine. He also presented financial assistance for her mission. In a special gesture of appreciation for her earlier feat of scaling Mount Everest, the governor presented Ms. Yano with a Land of Rising Sun plaque, honoring her as a beacon of inspiration for the entire state. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar interacted with Joint Secretary Ministry of INB, Government of India, Krishna Kumar Nirala at Itanagar yesterday. Discussions focused primarily on the status of infrastructure development of FTII POMA along with other pressing issues. Emphasis was laid on strengthening coordination between the FTII and the Department of IPR Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The Chief Secretary in a social media post said that with the partnership with the Ministry of INB, challenges faced by FTI POMA will be effectively addressed in the coming days. Minister for Education Phasang Dorji Sona, along with Commissioner of Education Amjad Tak, visited the Anchal Special School in New Delhi yesterday. The visit aimed to understand and learn from the school's dedicated efforts in special education. In a social media post, Sona said that it was delightful to interact with the students and staff who are making a commendable effort in special education. The district administration, East Kameng, successfully organized a Seva Aapke Dwar camp at Chayang Tajo today. During the camp, on the spot health checkups, issuance of ST-PRC, enrollment for old age and widow pensions, Aadhaar updates, banking services and other departmental schemes were made available. The doorstep delivery of services reflects the DA's commitment to inclusive governance and ensuring that no citizen is left behind. A three-day district-level training on management development program for rural development and Panchayati Raj staff commenced at Yingkiong today. The program aims to strengthen rural governance through focused capacity building on leadership development, gender sensitization and interdepartmental coordination. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.